Every once in a while, we have to make major decisions. Where do I go to college? Should I change jobs? Should I write a book? Should I do another podcast? Those are some of the decisions I've had to make in my life. In this episode, I'll discuss a blueprint for making those major decisions in your life.
This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. Do you want a more intimate walk with God? Are you tired of trying to hear God and hearing only silence? Each week, your host, Felice Gerwitz, is prepared to inspire you and equip you on your journey towards deepening your relationship with God. Listen, hear, and follow the Lord's will in your life, and you will be blessed.
Welcome to A Few Minutes with God podcast. This is episode 14, and my name is Felice Gerwitz. Today, we're going to discuss a blueprint for making those major decisions in our lives. Thanks to our sponsor, MediaAngels.com, you can find more information on the website, and our featured book today is A Few Minutes with God. You can find that book, along with other Media Angels titles, on Amazon. Well, major decisions can hold us captive. What do we do? Where do we turn? Oh, if God would only answer us clearly, we could make those good decisions quickly. Well, how does this happen? It happens with the relationship with God. It happens with a lot of perseverance, and it happens with prayer. And I'm going to be sharing with you some steps that I've used in the past that have helped me. You can find the show notes at afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com and look for episode 14. So if you listen to the previous podcast, episode 13, you will hear some of the same points I'm going to mention, except with a few powerful additions. Making a big decision includes those that can impact you for the rest of your life. I remember when praying for a spouse, I finally gave up. The choices were slim in my town, and truthfully, with teaching full-time, I had no time to pursue any other activities. And my workplace had only one single guy who I was not interested in at all. I think the feeling was mutual. It was difficult to think about my future, and I finally said, "Lord, if you want me single forever, that's fine with me. Your will, Lord, not mine." And I have prayed that prayer so many times for different things when I just give up and I just let God. And it's amazing how the Lord provides. I gave it all to Him. I could not make any decisions at that point, such as moving to another town to be closer to some college friends. Well, the Lord took care of it, and He had my now husband move into the same town where I was teaching school, and he took a job teaching as well. It was a different school that he taught at, but we went to the same college, and I knew him, although I did not know him that well. But I did think he was awfully cute, and 38 years later, I still think that. The decision process is one of the ways that I used, with some additions to this list I'm going to give you from years of experience. And when I had to make those big decisions, such as college or which job, you know, offer to take, or what to do about homeschooling, Lord, should I or shouldn't I? Or Lord, you know, should I write a book? Or Lord, should I podcast? I will tell you, in those times, I did turn to the Lord. And when I did, He blessed it. And when I didn't turn to the Lord first, no, I'm not perfect, often things fell apart. I'm quick to jump in with new ideas, and often the Lord is there to catch me. But in those big decisions, we need to give it our all, and He will not let us down, as I shared with you. You know, it's really in having that relationship with the Lord, having that quiet time with the Lord, having time to just listen and let go and let God. In those times, we can have so much clarity of thought that we miss because we're so anxious and worried. And anxiety and worry are just tools of the enemy, and we need to be at peace when we make these decisions, and we know that that is a gift from God. So here are some helpful tools that you can use in making those major decisions. The first is similar to the last podcast, and that is to pray specifically for your decision. You know, a lot of times we just are so stressed, all we can cry out is, Lord, help me. But if there's a decision you need to make, pray specifically for that one. You know, even with surgery, sometimes, you know, you'll hear somebody say, you know, well, the doctor said I had to have this operation. And I always caution and say, yes, you know, it's good to listen to doctors. We have doctors in our family. I have doctors that are really good friends of mine. But always, you know, pray and get peace about it. Don't be anxious about it. If you need to, get a second opinion. But do bring it to prayer and pray specifically, Lord, I'm open to your will. I'm open, you know, being open to God's will in your life helps. Sometimes it may not be specifically what you want to hear. And that's why it's important to get into that frame of mind that when we are praying to the Lord and praying about a major decision, that we are open to hearing His will. The example I'm going to use in this episode is about moving to a town. We, at one point, had found out through a friend who gave us a magazine clipping that there was this beautiful town in the Ozarks that had huge, you know, parcels of acreage, and it was being developed, and my husband is a builder. And so they were looking for builders to come in and build homes. And it also was a very close-knit community where we could raise our children. We felt it was a Christian focus in this community. It was you know, it just had a lot of things that were, you know, that just were a balm to our souls when we thought about it. And so we really prayed about what to do because my parents had retired and moved here, and we had just had our third child, and I was still homeschooling. I had started a publishing business and had begun speaking at different conferences. And so there was a lot going on in our lives. My husband's business was very strong here, you know, where we lived in Florida. And so uprooting and moving somewhere and starting again really wasn't that appealing. But the thought of a Christian community in a place where people were moving, and these would all be new families moving, homeschooling was really strong in this community, was very, very appealing to me. And so we prayerfully asked the Lord, you know, what do we do? And when, you know, we were doing this, you know, we also prayed, you know, Lord, just give us direction. So we gave it to the Lord, and we kept praying about it, and we asked the Lord for guidance. And then we decided it was such a big decision, we needed to ask our pastor. So my husband and I asked, you know, our pastor, and it was amazing because I thought he was going to say, yes, that's great, you should do it. And he said, you know what? Because I said, I really feel like the Lord's leading us there. And he said, you know what? I don't. And it was just like, it was in the hallway at church, and I just kind of looked at him. And I was teaching a class at the time for the children. And he looked at me and he said, but you know what? I'm going to pray about it. And I said, okay. So he did. And I decided, well, this pastor's not necessarily on my corner. So I'm going, or, you know, on my side here. So I'm going to go and ask another pastor. So I went and asked another pastor at our church that I really, you know, thought was a very strong relationship with the Lord. And he said to me, you know, scripture talks about putting a fleece before the Lord. So you can do that, you know, and just ask the Lord that if it's to work out, everything will work out. So we did. And you know, my husband and I read scripture. We prayed specifically for what we wanted, and also asked the Lord to give us the gift of knowledge. We started listening, and kind of what I started doing was putting a list together of what I thought were all of the miraculous things that were happening, that, you know, all the details. So, for example, We looked at flights to go to Missouri from where we lived, and we're not in a major hub, so we have to either fly to Orlando or Tampa and then take a bigger plane out. And everything I looked at to begin with was prohibitive. It was like ridiculous, like $500 or $600 a ticket, plus I was going to take the baby at the time was Nicholas with us. So this is, he's 22 now, so, you know, he was one at the time. So 21 years ago, and all of a sudden, I looked again, and the tickets had come way down, and they were, you know, like $250. That was like half the price, and it made it more affordable. And so I just started a little notebook of all of what I considered were miracles. And so we went, we flew up there, and the guy showed us that owned the bulk of the land, showed us around, and we trekked through the woods and everything, and it was just beautiful. I mean, we both loved it and had looked at, you know, some parcels of land that we were thinking about buying and almost put a down payment down, but we felt that, you know, we hadn't fully prayed. We hadn't consulted again with our pastor who wanted to talk to us after our visit. And so, you know, we didn't, but we had earmarked two or three different plots of land that we liked. And then, and it was also very, very inexpensive to live there. And so that was another thing. And, you know, this developer who owned a lot of the land said, you know, people are going to be coming here and want houses built. And I really like you and would like you to be, you know, one of our major contractors. So my husband, you know, listened to him, and we went into town, and he met with a lot of the suppliers. And I remember staying in the car with the baby because that was boring stuff to me. We had rented a car, and we took little walks and everything while he went to lumber yards and talked to people. And then we ended up flying home, and we felt like it was just a wonderful visit, that we were excited about moving there, and we were telling our friends. And in fact, we had some friends go up from our area and buy some land because they also agreed that it would be a beautiful place to raise children and to homeschool. And we just, you know, really loved the idea of community and everything like that. So I was, you know, listening and praying, and I wrote down all these things that were miraculous, and I looked into our options, you know, about homeschooling there. And so when we come back, I'm going to take a really quick commercial break. I'll share with you some more of the steps that we took as well as our final decision. We'll be right back. What are those priceless gifts that money can't buy? Well, I can tell you one of the first is the gift of time. Creating memories with your children can be found in the book, Secret Code Time, Creating an Unbreakable Bond Between Parent and Child. You will find a real-life, actionable plan to help you mend a broken relationship with your child. Even if your relationship is great, this book will bring it to a new level. The next priceless gift is teaching your child the value of spending time with God. In the novel, A Few Minutes with God, written for children and teens, the story unfolds about a struggling family and the gift of hearing God and the outcome, which is a wonderful blessing from the Lord. Your children will want to pray and spend time listening to God after reading this book. Visit mediaangels.com for more information. Hi, everyone, and welcome back. You can find the show notes for this podcast, A Few Minutes with God podcast.com, episode 14, A Blueprint for Making a Major Decision. And as I was sharing with you our story about moving, one of the things that we did when we came back, because we still didn't know, you know, we felt like we wanted to move, but, you know, my parents had just moved here, and we were really struggling, and my mother, you know, made it easier for her, for us, which was another miracle that I could write down. She said, well, if you move, we'll move too. And she was gung-ho about it. And so we decided to continue to seek counsel from our pastor. And so we had him over for dinner, and I remember he came over, and I was setting the table. He always was early, and my husband was grilling out back, and he said, oh, where's Jeff? And I told him, and he said, okay, I'm going to go out and talk to him. And you know, he had on his nice shiny black shoes. And I said, are you sure you're going to be going walking out on the grass? He goes, yeah, I'm fine. So he went out and spoke to my husband. And one of the things that had happened when we were talking about moving was that this land developer was so excited that when we got back, he had asked Jeff to go ahead and to move ahead of us and just get started with some of these projects that they had. And so that would mean that I would be home with, you know, three children. I would be homeschooling two. I had the baby, and I was going to have to put the house up for sale and take care of a lot of other things. And we did. The fleece before the Lord was putting our house up for sale. And so we did that, and we had quite a few people come and look at our home because we have acreage, which is unusual in this area where we live. There's not a whole lot of acres to be had. And so that made the house quite desirable. So, you know, we had quite a few people coming to look, and my husband had not left, but he was, you know, really considering it and kind of figuring out in between projects when a good time would be, because we had pretty much decided that this was a good thing. Well, when he came in with our pastor, he had a, you know, kind of a funny look on his face, and I didn't really say anything, and we had dinner. And I felt like we had a peace of mind. You know, we were a little, I was a little conflicted about having my husband leaving and that kind of thing. But our pastor didn't really say a whole lot to me about it, but he had spoken to my husband. So after dinner, you know, he excused himself and said he had to go and that he would leave us to talk. And so in talking to my husband later, our pastor had advised him that it was not a good idea for him to go ahead of me. And he had said to my husband, if the Lord really wants you there, you'll sell your home and you'll go with your wife, because it's just not a good idea to leave her with all of this, plus to go up there and handle all of your business on your own in a place where you're not, you know, you really, you know, you're starting from scratch. And not only that, you're starting out in a place where you really don't have experience, you know, without your wife with you. I am a partner. My husband and I actually are partners in all of our businesses together. So he's even a partner in Media Angels, although he doesn't do anything hands-on. And my company is the one that runs the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network, as well as the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, as well as the book ministry and so forth. And I'm a partner in his construction company and his home inspection business. So we, you know, purposely set that up that way. And any attorney will tell you it's not a good thing to do, but we decided to do it that way, again through prayer. And so, you know, I felt extreme peace when my husband told me that, because I was not very happy with him leaving, and he did too. And so that was one of the things that we looked at, that while we had peace about the place, the way it was happening did not give us peace. And we felt that this was another sign from the Lord. And even though, and that's why I want to caution you to be careful with signs, you know, and sometimes we look at all of these God incidences and they are wonderful. I have to caution you, because I had so many things in this little notebook as I was tracking all of these little miracles that were happening. And yet, when it came right down to it, we didn't sell our house very easily. And we weren't able to go together as a couple, as a family. And so we felt that, you know, this informed decision that we had, that wasn't just going on feeling, because it was a major decision, that we were going to stay here, which we are still here, until the Lord decided to move us. And sometimes you just know that you know that you know that it's a good decision and you go forward with it and it's great. And sometimes you have that check. And in our case, you know, it was our pastor, actually two of them. And one said, put a fleece before the Lord, and if you sell your house, which we didn't. And the second one said, you know, that in his, he had prayed about it, and his decision was when I first told him that, he immediately thought that no, we were not supposed to go, but he had not prayed about it. And when he went to prayer about it, he decided to caution us to go as a family if we had decided we were going to go without necessarily sharing with us what he had felt from the Lord. And then later he was able to confirm our decision. So if you can't make a decision, wait, pray and continue, you know, read scriptures. And once you make a decision, trust in the Lord and give it to him. You know, ultimately I was disappointed that we weren't going to get to live in this wonderful Christian community. But I felt like, you know, the Lord would go ahead of us and prepare the way, that it would still be there if we ever had, you know, decided to move. And that was not his will for us. If you make a mistake, you can learn from it and regroup and go back and ask the Lord for more help. And he will help you and give all of the glory and praise to God. So it wasn't quite the decision I wanted, but I felt in the end it was the best decision that the Lord can provide. And then years later, we found out that basically this community had fallen apart, that this there was a lot to be said for this land, and some very wealthy people moved there and pretty much took the land away from the major land owner because of some things that were promised in a contract that were not fulfilled. And one of the things was there were going to be a lot of lakes in this community, and they were going to do it by damming the land up, you know, and creating these dams. And everyone would be on lakefront property eventually, and that was one of the reasons it was very inexpensive to begin with. Well, some of those dams did not work. There was not enough rainfall, you know, on and on. And through some lawsuits, they took some of the land from this wonderful man. And so ultimately, it would have been a horrible decision, you know, that we wouldn't have even have seen till like 10 years later, I believe, most of this happened. And we would have been involved in it, and it could have been, you know, very, very bitter, because this gentleman who was the landowner was a very, very godly man. He was very, very involved in pro-life and had done, made huge gains for the pro-life movement. So I know his heart, and his heart was to have a community where people could come together and be like-minded. And as typically happens in these situations, the enemy gets in, and you know, things happen that aren't quite, you know, how this owner had wanted it to be. So whatever your decision is, make your decision for the glory of God, not for ulterior motives. Sometimes we want the Lord to bend to our will, and sometimes the Lord allows those mistakes to teach us that his way is the best. You know, use all of these methods I've given you as a tool, but not as a miracle guide. It's a blueprint, and blueprints are meant to be added to and revised. This is a list you can use and add to with your own revelations from the Lord as the Lord gives them to you. The main idea here is not to jump or be hasty with major decisions, to rely on the Lord, to get counsel, to pray, and to seek God, and only he will make your path straight, and he will guide you along the way. Praise God. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope this episode has been helpful. And if it has, please give me a rating on iTunes. I would appreciate that. And more importantly, share it with your friends. There are all kinds of social media tools on the website at Ultimate Christian Podcast Network, as well as A Few Minutes with God podcast.com, that you can use to share, email it, or download it. And send it to a friend. Take care, God bless, and we will talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, A Few Minutes with God. Please visit Felice on our website, afewminuteswithgod.com, and your podcast page on afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. There you will find the show notes for today's episode. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network.